Hey everyone, welcome to The Investor Mindset. My name is James McFarland, Senior Portfolio Manager and Investment Specialist, and in this series, we talk about having a better long-term investing experience. Together, we're covering some of the core topics in investing, and here on episode 3, we're going to look at a question that comes up really quite often. And what is this question? Well, imagine that you, an investor with a well-diversified portfolio focused on long-term results, are at a summer barbecue or a family gathering or something, and you start chatting with a group of people about your portfolio, and everyone's having a good time talking about the market, maybe talking about some stocks, talking about your portfolio, but then some wise guy asks the question, "Hey, you know, at the end of the day, isn't investing just gambling? Aren't you just throwing your money to chance just like at a casino?" Now, of course, your immediate reaction is probably just to say, "No, of course not." But later, you start thinking about it, and you start to wonder, is investing just the same kind of thing as gambling? Are they really different? And if they are, what makes them different? So that's exactly what we're going to chat about today, because no, done properly, investing is not just another form of gambling. And at the end of this episode, hopefully you'll be well-equipped and competent to understand why that is, and you'll feel more confident as a long-term investor. So let's jump into it. First and foremost, let's make note of the fact that there is one characteristic that gambling and investing do indeed share, and that is taking on risk. Investing does involve risk, and of course, so does gambling. But I don't think that the pure fact of risk-taking is what people are talking about when they say that investing is the same kind of thing as gambling. Say the word investing, and people can get this image of investors and traders throwing money wildly around with huge sudden wins followed by even bigger losses. It's an image the media has helped to cultivate. Think about some of the most famous investing movies like Wall Street or The Big Short. Lots of guys in nice suits doing dangerous and foolish things with money. And that's kind of what you get in gambling, right? Except maybe without the suits. But I think that's the image that people have in mind when they say that investing is just like gambling. But let's go over a few reasons why this is wrong, and there are at least three big ones. First, there are the odds. In gambling, the odds are not in your favor. Everyone probably knows that. The saying, "the house always wins," is there for a reason. Now, sure, again, a gambler might get lucky for a hand or two of blackjack or a few spins of the wheel, and that may feel amazing. But when you go to the casino and start gambling, the longer you stay and the more times you keep betting, the more likely you are to lose. The house has a built-in edge over the gambler. There's a negative expected return to gambling, both on average and over the long run. That's why the house always wins. On the other hand, investing in the stock market is the exact opposite. Investing in the stock market carries with it a positive expected return, both on average and over the long run. And with the stock market, the longer you stay invested, the better your odds are of earning a positive return. Now, there are definitely periods of drawdown or negative performance in the stock market, but the long-term expectation is of growth. Now, sure, if you behave like a gambler, trying to day trade in and out of stocks in hopes of hitting the big one, well, yeah, in that case, the odds are against you and you'll probably lose money. But we're not talking about day trading. We're talking about investing, making considered long-term purchases in a diversified set of stocks, bonds, and other asset classes. Do that, and there's an expectation of positive return, exactly the opposite of what you have in gambling. Secondly, how about the activity itself? When you gamble, what are you doing? Well, you're playing a game, right? A game of chance of some sort. When you gamble, you're putting money up, but you're not buying anything. You own nothing. In contrast, when you invest, you are buying a share or shares of companies. Maybe via different kinds of vehicles, might be mutual funds, might be ETFs. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you are becoming an owner of a small piece of the company's business. If the company is profitable, you benefit in the form of an increase in the price of the shares that you own. And some companies pay out a portion of their revenue to shareholders directly in the form of dividends. Company management is actually paying you for taking on the risk of owning shares in the company. And that's one reason that I focus the majority of my attention on stocks that do pay dividends over those that don't when I'm building portfolios for clients. Third and lastly, there is the possibility of total loss prevention in investing. When you gamble, say you make a bet on a sports game, once you've made the bet, you typically have no way to limit your loss if the outcome doesn't go your way. If you lose, you lose 100% of the capital you risked. In other words, if you risk $10 in the office NFL pool and lose, your $10 is gone. But investing is different. As investors, we have a variety of tools available to us to mitigate risk and to prevent the total loss of capital. If you bet $100 on the Super Bowl and are wrong, you lose $100. But say, for example, you buy a stock and the stock declines in price by 10%. You can choose to sell the stock at that point and retain 90% of the capital you'd risked. So investing has ways to prevent the total loss of risk capital, whereas gambling usually does not. And we believe that risk mitigation is an important part of the development of any investment strategy. Everyone has to know how much risk they can psychologically handle, how much risk they can actually afford to take, and how they would respond when adverse market conditions appear. So summing up, no, gambling and investing aren't the same, and I hope this episode has helped explain why and how. Oh, and just in case there was any doubt, at Oak Harvest, I and all of my colleagues are investors and not gamblers. And that will bring us to the end of this episode of The Investor Mindset. Thank you very much for joining me and listening in. On the next episode, we're going to take a look at the golden ticket. Can you find it in the stock market? We'll discuss it in episode 4 of The Investor Mindset. Once again, this has been James McFarland. This has been The Investor Mindset. Remember to tune out the noise, and I'll talk to you again soon.
All content contained within Oak Harvest Podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.